From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's been a tough week for commercial space flight. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports on two different companies who have lost spacecraft.
On Tuesday, an Antares rocket built by Orbital Sciences Corporation exploded just seconds after lifting off from the pad. It was carrying supplies to the International Space Station. Nobody was hurt in that incident, but on Friday, a manned spaceship from Virgin Galactic also broke up during flight. One pilot was killed and another injured. Stuart Witt, the chief executive of the Mojave Spaceport where the Virgin spaceship launched, said commercial space companies shouldn't be deterred.
My message to them is stay the course. This business is worthy business. This is not easy.
The investigations into both accidents continue. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.
Federal accident investigators are heading to the Virgin Galactic crash site in California's Mojave Desert. And so is company founder Richard Branson. He's expected to meet today with Virgin Galactic employees. Bangladesh was hit by a major blackout today. Nearly the entire country was without power when the system connecting Bangladesh to India's electricity grid went down. The BBC's Charles Haviland reports it's unclear when some 150 million people will get their power back.
The head of the power grid company of Bangladesh said the unexpected blackout hit the country around midday and covered every place connected to the national grid. The grid's managing director said power stations started shutting down one by one because of a technical problem at a high-voltage substation distributing power from India. Major government buildings such as the Prime Minister's office and Parliament were hit, but the main international airport was able to resort to generator power, which would apparently give 1 or 2 days cover if need be.
The BBC's Charles Haviland reporting there. The leader of Nigeria's Boko Haram militant group is denying any ceasefire agreement with the government, and in a new video claims that the more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped back in April have converted to Islam and been married off. The stock market finished the week strong as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Memories of the heavy selling of mid-October faded further as Wall Street enjoyed a second straight weekly rally. Before the market opened Friday, word came that the Bank of Japan will do more to spur growth, lessening investor fears of a global slowdown. That came 2 days after the Federal Reserve ended its quantitative easing program of bond buying, but promised to hold interest rates near zero for a considerable time. Much, if not all, of U.S. economic numbers were upbeat, including an upsurge in third-quarter GDP. For the week, the Dow rose 3.5% and the S&P 2.75% to new record highs. The Nasdaq is up 3.25%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
And you're listening to NPR News. President Obama is seeking to persuade women to get out and vote on Election Day, saying the country needs policies that make the economy friendlier to women.
The simple truth is, when women succeed, America succeeds. And we should be choosing policies that benefit women, because that benefits all of us.
President Obama, in his weekly address, echoing his speech yesterday in Rhode Island, in which he called for passage of equal pay and family leave legislation. He also sparred with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who spoke in the GOP address ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections.
They got the chance to pass nearly everything their ideology would allow. But 6 years on, their policies haven't gotten the country moving again. And it's clear that more of the same isn't going to work.
Nonprofit groups have spent well over $100 million this election cycle without having to disclose the source of the funding. Some 80% of that money has gone to Republican candidates. And NPR's S.V. Dante reports that the biggest beneficiary appears to be McConnell.
Most of the large secret donor political groups, such as Americans for Prosperity or Crossroads GPS, support or attack candidates in a number of different races. But Kentucky Opportunity Coalition has involved itself in a single race, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's bid for re-election. It has spent more than $15 million on direct mail, radio ads, and thousands of television spots, like this one attacking McConnell's Democratic challenger.
Where's Allison Grimes on coal? Follow the money. The group spending millions to elect Grimes? It's backed by Barack Obama and his allies.
The Kentucky Opportunity Coalition says through a spokesman that it abides by all IRS and Federal Election Commission rules. S.V. Dante, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.